You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining us right after the Holy Mass. It's so nice to be with you. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and this is the Father's Quilt. Well, brothers and sisters, this beautiful month of August, I must tell you, is not only my birthday month, which I'm never too happy about, although I should be because of what I've gone through and being a survivor for so long, that I should be grateful. And I am, I really am. But I must tell you, we are, any day now, we are going to be, for the first time, yeah, grandparents. And we are so excited. And my daughter married a Jewish man, a wonderful Jewish man. And they are definitely going to be introducing both faiths to the children. And all we know is that we are awaiting a grandson, and we're totally, totally so excited. So what I thought I would do, if you don't mind, to talk about grandparents in our Catholic faith. So way back when, Papa Francis had announced a World Day of Grandparents and the Elderly to celebrate the importance of it, of them, of us, in our lives. And the first celebration was on July 25th. And then every year on the fourth Sunday of July, the feast day of Saint Jacobin and Saint Anne, and Anne, Jesus' grandparents. So would I say I love being a grandparent? Well, from what I've gathered, which I'm not a grandparent yet, but I will be, and we're very, very excited. But from what I've learned from others is that they tell me is that what they love the best about being a grandparent is that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to teach. You don't have to preach. You don't have to mold them or scold them. Their parents are going to do that. All you have to do is see how the flowers of the field grow and behold them as they are, perfect children of God. There is no adding or taking from them. God works so that people will be in awe of Him. Being a grandparent is about being in awe. It's seeing our darlings, our little babies, as God sees them. It's knowing that they are and will forever be exactly as they were created. Light and joy and peace abide in you because God put them there. They don't need fixing, right? So we watched our daughter with the ultrasound sending us pictures and videos and watching the little one in her tummy. And oh my goodness, I know we went through, you know, the ultrasound as well, but nothing is, being a grandparent, I think, is even more exciting and
than being a parent. Is that nice to say? I don't know. But anyways, to know the truth of their being is to open the eye of their soul so they can see it themselves. What could be more beneficial, right? When we behold our grandchildren as God does, another alchemy of grace takes place. We see our adult children as they really are too, flawless souls made in the image and likeness of love. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Yet how hard we strain to guide them, right, on the right path, to teach them the faith we were taught, only better to educate them in the rules of the game so they could navigate this insane world with confidence. And we were afraid of making mistakes, and I made plenty of them. We thought we had to be perfect parents so that they could become good adults, even as we assured them over and over that they were good and that nobody's perfect. Parents try so hard, right? So one of my friends told me and said, and I'm quoting now her story. She says, I remember when our firstborn, Chris, was a baby crawling around the house and exploring his new world, a Daniel Boone in a diapers, and I crawled right alongside him. If Chris got too close to an electrical outlet, I pulled him away by his chubby little feet. No, no, danger, danger. If he got too close to the stove, I said, hot, hot, careful, careful, even if it was cold. Poor kid, wouldn't open an oven or reach for a pot until he was in college. Well, something like that anyway. Thankfully, Chris was born with a good heart and never held it against us, right? So it's so much easier being a grandparent. You watch in awe and are ready to pounce if need be, but rarely you have to because you can tell that God is in control. And, you know, I mean, of course it's fun being a parent. We love being parents. We took the kids everywhere. And the problem is when you sit there and you tell them, you say, do you remember when we went here? And they go, no. Do you remember how we took? No. And I remember Toronto Life magazine used, I don't know if they still do, but that might be a little hint for everybody. But Toronto Life magazine around June used to have a pull-out calendar for July and August of every day of spending, doing something with your kids, maybe at the science center one day, or, you know, they had different events planned, and it was really cute. The one was the Cedar Springs. We went to have the water. We got to taste water and whatever. It was just so much fun. There was one with apple pie. It was going to an apple farm, and it was beautiful. Another one was we got to meet Snuggle, the teddy bear. And of course, he was a big guy, right? But the kids were small and they identified with Snuggle, you know, seeing it on TV. And I remember buying him the Snuggle Bear. So seeing him up close was just like, wow, he was in awe of Snuggle. But it was those kinds of things, right? So it was fun, but it's crazy. But it's even more fun, I think, of being a grandparent, right? So I see that our daughter her husband, you know, they're going to make wonderful parents, and boy, are they so ready. That nursery is ready. Husband has already said, our son-in-law has already said, I've done all the laundry for the baby boy, and they're all ready, just waiting in bated breath for this little darling to arrive sometime this month. So we're all waiting, and we can hardly wait, and maybe when he is born and we know his name, then I would be very happy to share that with you today, with you next time. But I must say, being a grandparent isn't always fun. There's sickness, there's addiction, there's divorce, right? That can turn a family upside down. And some grandparents end up having to be parents too. And we all know people who can't retire because they have to work to support their grandchildren and sometimes adult children who live with them. We didn't have to watch Dr. Phil to appreciate how bone wearing this must be. It's easy to be a grandparent when you don't have to do anything but watch the children grow. It's pure fidelity to be a grandparent and parent both. Perhaps the most difficult challenge, no matter what pitfalls throw at us, you know, what we go through, is to see ourselves as we see our grandchildren, as God's perfect child. It's easy to feel the hand of God in a baby who clutches our finger, or to hear the voice of the Spirit in a 10-year-old laughing at our silly humor. It's not as easy to accept the truth that we too are good. We all come into the world as passengers on a multi-millennia guilt trip, and it's our job as parents and grandparents to change the itinerary for future generations. It's also effortless to love and appreciate the adult grandchild who visits us when we are sick and is comfortable spending time with us. Unless our parents and grandparents gave us an express ticket to the practice of kindness and gratitude, it's not easy to love or appreciate ourselves. We need reminders. We are still always, no matter what, just as God created us. When Jesus said, okay, I've got the bright sun in my eyes here, my friends. Okay, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So he was giving us a wake-up call to see and be what we already are. As thou seest, so thou beest. Seeing and being are one. So July 25th, of course, which is already passed, but Catholics have celebrated the elderly who help give them sight to the young. And we grandparents and future grandparents will express gratitude for the gift of our grandchildren. After all, they give us the same gift we give them, the joy in knowing that we are an unadulterated delight. All they have to do is look at us and we know we are awesome, even if we are bald and losing hair or we're overweight or whatever, and especially when we have pink and purple hair. Right, brothers and sisters? Do you have pink or purple hair? So, remember, grandparenting is a spectator sport. You're there to encourage and be of assistance, but you aren't the head of the organization. Be a presence whenever you can, and recognize that you aren't alone in this struggle. The fact is that young people are drifting away from religion. It can be heartbreaking for faith-filled grandparents to know that their grandchildren are not being catechized at home or have been baptized even, right? But you know, you can't be nagging the parents about that and getting down on them about it. You know, that's just going to keep you apart. Right? And you can't take matters in your own hands, brothers and sisters, and think, well, you know, I know, but you have to respect the wishes of the parents, right? Such actions actually will then cause a family rift that could break the lines between you and the grandchildren, even permanently. So the best thing mentors and elder family members can do is be present and not pushy. Stay connected even when we and the others don't agree. Try to understand loved ones' viewpoints, okay? So when family members are not practicing the faith, it is important to listen to them and recognize that God sometimes takes a while to reach someone, right? So you can think about St. Monica's prayerful, gentle approach to bringing her son, St. Augustine of Hippo, into the faith after years of resistance. Sometimes we get impatient, but don't worry. In God's time, your faithful witness could be a motivator for that young person to come to faith later in life, right? Grandparents can set good examples by staying firm in their faith, yeah? keep going to Mass, say your rosary, show the children your rosary. If they ask questions, answer it honestly, right? You don't have to give a big theological answer, but, you know, a very simple and with love, you know, if you're coming from love. Educating themselves and leading by example. Be ready to give an answer if someone asks you why Catholics do what they do, right? Right? It's helpful to read up on reasons why young people drift away from the Catholic Church. And keeping close ties with the children and grandchildren and building a trust relationship is essential. You can provide a safe space when trouble comes and show it's possible to emerge from hardship. Staying calm in the midst of conflict is another way to build trust. Holidays can be a great time to bond with children and grandchildren through the sharing of family traditions. Grandparents who have a close relationship with their grandchildren can find non-aggressive ways to share the faith, such as inviting them to a church picnic. When a grandparent is caring for the child, they can pray before a meal and before bed. Additionally, a grandparent can ask their grandchild to pray for them. They may not have thought of praying at any other time, but when someone asks you to pray, they take it seriously. Grandparents do not need to hide their faith. Very important, my friends. Offering blessings and having religious objects around the house that can offer opportunities for grandchildren to ask questions. And if a grandparent doesn't live nearby, well, video chatting can be a valuable tool for building or maintaining a relationship. So, brothers and sisters, you know, there's many ways to make a bridge, right? So, grandparents, you are not to be afraid or embarrassed to seek help or support. Communities or parishes may have support groups on the internet filled with supportive resources, right? So, you know, just as a grandparent, if you're not sure, you know, how to handle a situation and, you know, you don't want to overstep your boundary. You know, we all have to be respectful of one another. It's like when you got married and, you expect people to respect your space and privacy. That is just because your child has grown up like mine has. That doesn't give us the right to just knock on their door at any old time and just, hi, I'm here for a coffee or what's up and, you know, and calling them 24/7. You know, we have to take a step back, and if they need you, they know where they'll find you. And you can say that, you know, we are here when you need us. We're here if you need us. And you can call, but be respectful. Don't hold them on there forever and ever and start preaching to them about what they should do with their child. Okay, this is what we have to come to grips with, right? Because we think we're the parents still, and this is not a good idea, right? So one grandmother said she gave her grandchildren the recordable storybook, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, so they could hear her praying with them when she's not there. A few sets of grandparents talked about their learning curve with technology, but it has allowed them to have deeper relationships with their grandchildren, right? Our grandchildren are pretty sophisticated with technology today. One grandmother, a retired social work professional, appreciated the affirmation, the ability to stay calm in a contentious situation, which is a great way to build trust. So the ability to quiet oneself and avoid this rolling eyes, like if you don't agree with something, and comments, keep your comments to yourself. If you haven't got something nice to say, guess what? Don't say it. Don't say it. If you got nothing good to say, don't say it. So, brothers and sisters, that is a little bit of what I wanted to share with you today. And as I say, we're very excited here at home and can hardly wait to see what's going to happen. So, you know, when a son or a daughter becomes a parent, something marvelous happens to us, doesn't it? We become grandparents, right? The ancient blessing from Psalm 128 is fulfilled. May you live to see your children's children. A new life wraps itself around our hearts and our eyes fill with tears of joy. And although the parents are the most important teachers in a child's life, grandparents also have a responsibility, right? We also have a role to play. Pope Francis tells us in The Joy of Love, very often it is grandparents who it's very often grandparents who ensure that the most important values are passed down to the grandchildren. And many people can testify that they owe their initiation into the Christian life to their grandparents. Their words, their affection, right? Simply their presence help children realize the history that didn't begin with them and that they are now an age-old pilgrimage and that they need to respect all that came before them. Pope Francis wrote in The Joy of the Gospel, an authentic faith always involves a deep desire to change the world, to transmit values, to leave this earth somehow better than we found it. And so in our relationship with our grandchildren, we have a chance to show just how authentic our faith is. We can transmit our values. We can work to make their lives a little better. We can make a difference. So let's not miss this precious opportunity. And with that in mind, here are about five goals that we should consider, brothers and sisters. And, compassion, right? Obviously, compassion is a cornerstone of our faith. And Jesus calls us to be compassionate. In the story of the judgment of the nations in Matthew 25, those who fed the hungry and gave drink to the thirsty are the ones invited by God to enter the kingdom. So compassion, my priest has a good formula for learning compassion. He regularly encourages us, the three D's, those who are different from us, those who are distant from us, and those who are difficult for us to love. If we can pray for these three kinds of people, we will learn to be more compassionate to those others. An amazing thing happens when we pray for someone. We begin to see them not through our eyes of judgment, but through God's eyes of mercy, right? Teaching our grandchildren to pray for anyone they do not like or don't understand can help them become more sensitive and caring. So, it's not a bad idea to teach the kids about that. So another way is to nurture compassion is to talk about feelings, right? So as grandchildren get a little older, it's good to make them aware of suffering in a way that is appropriate, right, to their age. Exposing young children to dangerous or frightening situations is not a good idea. But as they get older, they should know that many people live with great pain, sadness, and need. They should know people are homeless because of natural disasters. They should know some people must leave one country and search for a new home. So I'm just trying to help myself here in terms of my... Right. They should know that children can be poor to ever receive Christmas or birthday gifts. And they can learn at a very early age to pray for all these people, for these people. Within our families and neighborhoods, God gives us all of us, an opportunity to show compassion. Maybe it's cooking a meal for a family in need. Maybe it's visiting an elderly or sick friend. Maybe it's buying a Christmas gift for needy children. Whenever God places these needs for compassion in our path, we should consider whether we involve our grandchildren in that situation, right? And of course, being ready to serve, I think being ready to serve in today's busy, busy world. It seems most grandparents serve the young families in some way, right? I can just go through the example of my own Bible study. We have many of our Bible study participants who sometimes can't partake in all of the Bible classes or none of them or some of them because they're babysitting. And I know that our little grandson hasn't been born and we've already been roped into babysitting, I think it's in December. So this little monkey hasn't been born yet, and we've already got a babysitting job. So, you know, I mean, I've been teaching Bible study, but also I have to, you know, it's a priority. You know, our little grandson will be the priority for sure. And we're so looking forward to all of that. And but, you know, it's not easy to be a grandparent. And, you know, also too, at a later age, and if you've got health issues yourself, it makes it difficult to, let's say, run after a two-year-old, and you can't bend down and lift that little guy up. My mother was, late 40s when she had grandchildren. Or maybe just turned 50 or not even. No, she was in her 40s when she had grandchildren. So imagine, you know, I mean, she's gotten, my mom has gotten to see her granddaughter, and now she's going to be a great grandma. And it's amazing. But my husband and I are later in age, and our daughter is got later married, and it's all fine, you know. There's no right or wrong or too late or too early. It's all God's plan, right, brothers and sisters? It really is, isn't it? It's God's plan. It's what it was meant to be, and that's what we always have to remember. So all we care about, as long as he's healthy, and we don't care. Really, we don't. We are just so thrilled, and it to me, it's a privilege and such a gift from Almighty God to be a grandparent. It was a gift to be a parent and to bring two children into the world and to do your best to raise them to be good citizens, to be compassionate, honest, decent people on this earth, and to make a difference, a positive difference for others. And I'm proud of the kids. I am proud. But, you know, we've been through our own hurdles, and every family will tell you the same thing. And you could probably vouch for that as well. But being a grandparent, well, to me, it's like unknown territory. But, and those of you who are experts and veterans at it, you could probably send me a few pointers. And you know what? If you're listening and you are a grandparent and you have some advice for me and my husband, I'd be willing to hear them, and I would love to share those pointers with others. You don't have to, we won't give your name. We'll just give the pointers and share it with our listening audience. That would be awesome. You know, what are some of the do's and don'ts do you think that makes a great grandparent? And you could send that off to Quilt, Quilt at radiomaria.ca, okay? Quilt, like the beautiful blanket, Quilt, Quilt at radiomaria.ca. Well, how's that for your homework? So I will see you next time, my friends. And those of you, as I say, who are veteran grandparents, hey, drop me a line. Give me a few pointers. What do you suggest? Or here's another thought. What has been the most wonderful thing about being a grandparent, right? That would be fantastic. So God bless. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon here on The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. See you every Tuesday and Friday. Bye-bye. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
change a single